Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everyone. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing today. Oh, come on, somebody. God has a plan for you. All you got to do is step out and believe. God has a plan for you today. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that God has a plan for you today? Or have you given up on your dreams? I pray that you will never give up on your dreams, and I will pray that you will continue to fly high in Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's message, I'm going to be talking to you about how America has the freedoms to do evil. We once had the freedom to live in America and free to do good, but now we are using our freedoms to do evil. Come on, somebody. I pray that you listen to me today, what I'm trying to say. Oh, come on. Don't you know that everybody today wants to be famous? Everybody today wants to be recognized by the world. Come on, somebody. Everybody today wants to be the next famous singer, or they want to be the next famous this, famous comedian, famous celebrity. Come on, somebody. Today we have used America as a place where we can be free to evil. We have switched of what the Constitution, we have switched of what the founding fathers of America has, people wanted to come to this country of the freedom to love, the freedom to worship, the freedom to own their own home. But now we have used our freedoms, come on somebody, to oppress. Come on, it ain't no mistake today that this country is more evil than it was even 10 years ago. Everybody wants to be famous for the world, not Jesus. We have the American Idol that came on a few years ago. Everybody wants to be the next Idol. A new program that just came out, hosted by Billy Ray Cyrus, famous country music singer. I want to be the next famous country music singer. I want to have the next contract so I can have the world recognize me. When are you going to realize that the world, if you want approval from the world, you're going to have enmity with God? You can either love the world or love God. But today in NBC, come on somebody, in our churches around this country is no more than a big circus to be famous for the world. Jesus said, you cannot love the world and me. You cannot love money and me. You're either going to love me or hate the world. And if you loved me, the world would hate you. Come on, somebody. So many people that seem to be famous by the world. Oh, come on. They have used the church to get ahead in politics. How many people today are using the church for their own selfish gratification? Listen to me today. There are new programs out there to make you care only about yourself and not Jesus. Let's look at some of them. Well, the famous country singer in Nashville, Billy Ray Cyrus. The next funniest comedian, the last man standing. I want to be the next comedian. Celebrity Circus, America's Got Talent, Baby Borrows. These are all ploy from the devil. Listen to me now. To bring about self. Oh, I don't know about you today, but if you got a talent, sing for Jesus Christ, not the world. Listen to me today. What people refuse to understand is that there's only one that makes it. Now, I was down on the strip in Nashville, Tennessee, and I saw more homeless people there. I saw people standing on the side of the road playing the guitar, empty, lonely, selling their soul to the world, trying to be the next, listen to me today, next celebrity. What have we portrayed in this country? We have used computer graphic images. We have this big stage that we are man-made created to portray this is what success is today. But how many people make it there? Only one. Come on, and last, how many people get voted off? thinking they're not a good singer, thinking they're not talented because they didn't make these shows. Come on, somebody. When I was down in the strip of Nashville, Tennessee, what I saw was more hurt, more pain, lied to by the mainstream media, people selling their soul, come on, somebody, believing in a lie just to be kicked down, laughed at, come on, somebody, and next thing they know, they're on the street playing their guitar thinking, someday I'm going to make it. Someday I'm going to make it. Someday I'm going to be the funniest comedian. Someday I'm going to be the next country music singer. Someday I'm going to be the American Idol. Someday I'm going to show the world that I have talent. People, when are you going to realize that this is a lie from the devil? Don't you know when you sing for Jesus, when you sing for Jesus from your heart and only to Jesus Christ alone, will you know that you're a successful singer? The world might not say you're successful, but Jesus has given you a talent. Use it for Him and Him alone. The problem today, world, is we're using our talents for the world and not the church and not Jesus alone. We want approval from the world and approval from Jesus. And Jesus says the world and I just don't get along. Jesus said if they persecuted me, they would persecute you also. So why, people, do we continue to sell our souls to the world? Because there's only one that usually makes it. Come on, somebody. And the reason why he's got there is because he sold his soul to the world. Come on, somebody. Can you see how sick this nation is becoming? Oh, come on, somebody. What we do not see is how many people have been kicked off these shows. And come on, you look good for a time, then you're kicked off, and then what? If the world can't accept your music, if the world can't accept your talents, where are you going to go? I want to talk to you about what it means to be famous. A lot of people want to be famous for doing evil today in this nation. How about let's be famous for doing something good? Let's be famous for doing good. This country has become a circus act. If we can't entertain people, if we can't make them laugh, if we can't sing a song, come on, somebody, that you know these songs. I mean, they're ridiculous. I want heart. Give me a song with heart. Give me a song for Jesus. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about fame? What does it mean to be famous? Come on, somebody. What does it mean to be famous today? And what about Jesus? I'm going to go through a couple of scriptures here, and I want to tell you what they said about Jesus' fame. Matthew 4:24, and his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people, and were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were a lunatic, and those that had palsy, and they healed them. What kind of fame did Jesus bring about? Jesus brought about a fame of doing good, a fame of healing people, a fame of casting out devils, of raising the dead. He became famous for that, and the world was afraid. Matthew 9:26, and the fame hereof went abroad into all the land. Matthew 9:31. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the countries. Jesus' fame went throughout the whole land. The whole land. His fame was so famous, he became famous for doing good. Not doing bad. And I believe when Jesus was born, he didn't say, I want to be famous on these next man-made Nashville shows. Come on, somebody. But what he did was from the heart. What he did to become famous was help people.
What he did to become famous was to set people free. Matthew 14:1, at that time Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus. Herod, the governor over four provinces, heard of this fame for doing good, for healing the sick, for making the blind see. Come on, somebody. He started a movement of good. He started a movement that was special. But why in this country are we starting a movement of creating these sick idols? And a lot of these country music singers of the past sang with their heart. They didn't sing thinking, I want to have the next record contract. They just sing from their heart, come on somebody, and they were recognized. And I believe a lot of people today that are not singing from their heart, but they're singing just to be recognized by the mainstream media. Which one do you want? Which one do you want? You want to be lied to continually, or do you want to produce something from the heart? Come on, somebody. These man-made shows that are becoming more ridiculous today, more crazy. You don't hear about the people that never make it. No, these are the ones that are kicked out of the world. Oh, come on, somebody. Fame. When I was in Nashville, I saw many people empty on the strip, thinking that they would be the next famous country music singer, to be recognized by the world, lied to by the media, sell everything that I have to be famous for the world. My question to you today, why not just be famous for Jesus Christ? Why not be famous for doing good and not evil? When you are famous like Jesus, the Greek says that you're called, you're summoned, you're one of the called ones, noble, excellent, mighty, gallant, glorious. You're the noble one, you're worthy. Was Jesus Christ worthy of the world? No, the world crucified him. Put nails in his hands and his feet. He was crucified. The world did not find Jesus worthy, even though he did good. And today, I gotta tell you, the world, even though you might do good to others, will not find you worthy. The world likes evil things. Come on, somebody. That is why the media today is changing from good to evil. It used to be only a decade ago. We used to be able to watch wholesome family value movies. Come on, somebody. Oh, Little House on the Prairie for over three decades. Come on, somebody. Changed and impacted the lives of the family. And now what do we have on the mainstream media? Sick, cultic, evil. Let's understand the mind of a murderer. CSI. Fear itself. Come on, somebody. It's becoming sick. And I gotta tell you today, this is where the world is going sick. Everybody wants to be heard by the world. Everybody wants to be heard by some new program. Come on, somebody. But even Jesus Christ, who was famous throughout all the nations and still today, he did not even care of what the world thought of him. His fame came out of doing good. I want to know today if you're going to be famous for doing good. Come on, somebody. Instead of doing evil. I don't know about you today, but these shows that are on the mainstream media today are sick. Come on, somebody. Teaching people, lying to them, creating movies out of computer graphic images. Come on, somebody. Brainwashing the humans of this nation. Come on, somebody. Selling your soul, selling your family, sell everything you got just to be recognized by the world, just to be able to perform before audiences today. Come on, somebody. Oh, I don't know about you today when Jesus Christ did miracles. He wasn't looking before audiences today. How many pastors today just care about preaching before large audiences today? What about the missionary today who is in the small villages? How many people hear about him? How sick is this nation has become? How many people today are singing just to become famous for the world, not singing out of their heart towards Jesus Christ? Listen to me today and listen good, world. You might be creating your own idols, your own fame, but I will follow and only follow one man who is famous, and that famous is Jesus Christ. He is famous for doing good, and I want to know today, what good are you doing for this nation? You ain't doing no good. You're only doing good to yourself. The people might applaud you. The people might give you large deal contracts. But Jesus Christ, who was famous for doing good, come on somebody, he was famous for raising the dead, for healing the blind. How many of you today can compete with that? You want to walk around, gloat, and say, I can play the guitar. Oh, come on, somebody, but you never recognize who gave you that gift to play the guitar. Oh, Jesus Christ needs to be recognized through all this land. Luke 4:14, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit unto Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the regions around him. Fame, glorious. Luke 4:37, and the fame of him went out into every place of the country around him. Jesus Christ was famous, but the world crucified him. He was famous for doing good, but the world crucified him. I gotta tell something right now to these media programs that are portraying evil on national television, are doing evil things to the American people, trying to make them the next famous country music singer. I don't know about you, but the music that I loved in the past came from the heart, and I don't believe that their whole intent when they started singing was going to be the next famous idol, the next American idol, the next celebrity. Come on, somebody. Their heart was just to sing for Jesus Christ and Jesus alone. But today we have turned our freedoms upside down. We have turned our freedoms to do evil instead of doing good. Come on, somebody. Nebuchadnezzar in the Bible was famous for evil. The Pharaoh of Egypt was famous for evil. Come on, somebody. How many people today are famous for doing evil things? Oh, I don't know about you today, but when I went to Nashville, what I thought I would see was people singing. Oh, but what I found was a homeless man living on underneath the bridge, saying that he could have been this. He could have been the next singer. What I saw was a guy selling his family, leaving his home, having nothing except his guitar, just singing out of thinking, one day I'm going to be famous. Lied to by the media. Lied to by these country music singers. But I gotta tell those kind of people that never did make it that Jesus Christ has heard your music. And when you sing, sing to Jesus and Jesus alone. He has heard you. Come on, somebody. He has heard you. Some of you might not be famous in the mainstream media. Jesus has heard you. Some of you might never be recognized by this society. Jesus has heard you. Jesus never went to the popular people of the day and age. Jesus went to the outcast. Jesus went to the lepers. Come on, somebody. He went to the ones that were cast out by the world. I warn everyone today that are being praised by the world. If you are being praised by the world today, I gotta tell you, you're not being praised by Jesus. Some of you might think that I got all the world and I'm gonna have Jesus. Jesus said you had the world, but you ain't gonna have me. You might have to give up some things to follow Jesus. Oh, I understand that. But whatever, whenever you sing, sing it to Jesus. He will lift you up before nations. He will make you strong and mighty. Come on, somebody. His glory was glorious for doing good. Oh, the world couldn't accept the glory of Jesus. They had to nail him to the cross. They had to laugh at him, spit on him. Come on, somebody. It's for doing good and being honest. Oh, I gotta tell somebody today. The fame that you're looking for of the world is a big lie. The media has portrayed so many people to be famous, to be heard, to follow your dreams. I gotta tell you, unless you have a dream of glorifying Jesus, you have no dream at all. You might be applauded by the world, but the world will use you, abuse you, and then mistreat you and go to write to somebody else. Listen to what I got to say today. Jesus Christ was famous for doing good, for raising the dead. And what happened? The people around him, the religious leaders, come on, somebody, became offended. Oh, they became offended. And what did they do? They crucified the famous man that portrayed so many great miracles. So many. Ruth became famous for what? For delivering Israel. Ruth 4:14, and the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which hath not left thee this day without a kinsman, and his name may be famous in all of Israel. Solomon became famous for his riches. Job became famous for his suffering. Some men have become famous because they were martyred. Psalm 74:5, a man was famous accordingly as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees. If you want to be famous today, and if that is your whole heart to be recognized by this world, be famous of doing good. Use your freedoms to do good, not evil. America has become a place to be free to do evil. Jesus Christ was crucified. His fame went all throughout Samaria, Galilee, Capernaum, throughout the region for doing good, and he was crucified. Today, men and women are doing good and not being recognized. But instead, we have created this fantasy of what fame, what it means to be famous. Follow Jesus, then you'd be famous. Sing for Jesus, and you'd be famous. Live for Jesus, not man. Live for Jesus and not the world. Then you'll be famous. Sing for Jesus and not the world. Then you'll be famous. Oh, you might not have the next CD. You might not be recognized, but do it for Jesus, and he will never let you down. If you want to be noble, excellent, mighty, if you want to be famous, be famous for Jesus. Not these fake TV shows that are bombarding us on NBC. Cast those out in the name of Jesus. Get rid of them. Watch movies like Little House on the Prairie, Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman, if you want. Something that will elevate the family. Be famous for doing good. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray for those young teenagers today that want to sell everything they have to be recognized by the world. I pray that they would realize that is a lie from the devil. These new TV shows that are a lie from the devil to make you famous because you're a millionaire. Everybody wants millions. Nobody wants to work hard and save their money. Nobody wants to become famous for doing good. The world has turned in fame into be famous for evil. I pray today that America would wake up, that America would become famous for doing good, not evil. And I pray in Jesus' precious name that there would be a wake in this country, a revival in this country. Come on, somebody. I believe somebody is hearing me today. Lord God, I pray that you would bless those that bless this ministry. And I pray that you would bless those today and that they would know that they are somebody in Jesus and that they are famous in Jesus' name.